We are learning Masechtas Erev and Daf Peites Amar Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Peites Amar Aleph. We learned Machlokes Rav and Shmuel that according to the Chachamim, you can't carry from Reuven's gag, Reuven's roof, to Shimon's roof. Shaila is, on Reuven's roof itself, could he carry? Rav holds he can't carry because it's open to the Shimon's roof. And there's no mechitza. But according to Shmuel, you could carry because there is a mechitza. The mechitza of the walls on the bottom, the Reuven's house, the Shimon's house are separate, even though you can't see it because they're attached, two houses attached, but Ke'ilu comes up and says, good asking mechitzasa. So Shmuel, you could carry the whole roof. Rav holds you can't carry the whole roof according to Chamam. Of course, roof to roof, via Chamam is also. But on your own roof, that's the question. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. V'cham oimrim kol echad v'echad reshus la'atzman. That sounds like everyone has their own reshus, but the own reshus, they carry the whole reshus. So bishlam is mul nicha. You carry the whole reshus. Gevaldik. El Rav, who says you can't carry your whole reshus, kasha, what's a lashon reshus la'atzman? So the Gemara, amri be Rav, mishrei the Rav. You know what it means? That reshus la'atzman means shliyitalto beiz ames begagzeh, beiz ames begagzeh. It doesn't mean reshus la'atzmai and I can carry on mine and not to yours. It means I carry on mine not to yours, but even on mine I can't do more than 2 amas. It means like this, a ladder carry 4 amas. So on your own you carry the full 4 amas. But to your roof I can. That's means reshus la'atzmai. But it doesn't mean reshus la'atzmai means that I can carry as much as I want on my roof. That's what comes off your rabbi, you have to say. It means reshus la'atzmai means I cannot carry to your roof. Even though even on my own roof I can't carry more than 4 amas, but even 4 amas I can't go to your roof. I heard
the Talmidim of Rav in the Beis Medrash saying, Rav, Amri Eimer Talat Be'Avdal Amis, that on the roof, according to Chachamim, even on your own roof, you can't carry more than 4 amis. And Vahani the Beis Shmuel, they were saying over that the Beis Shmuel has a price and not like that. Tanu, Ein Lehem El Gagam. They only have that the Lachas via Chachamim, everyone has their own Gag. My Elham Elagagon, Lav, doesn't that mean the Sharot Tatul of Bekulo? It means you're allowed to carry on your roof entirely? So the Gemara, no, why is that a big kash in our Mishnah? Mi Alim Mestisim, that Kim no Sloy Tatul, Ste Amis Begagzeh, Ste Amis Begagzeh, just like with Zed Stein, our Mishnah, when it says, the Shushla Atzma means that I can't carry to your roof, it doesn't mean I can carry on my roof more than 4 Amis. Here also says the same thing. Hachinami Beiz Amis Begagzeh, or Beiz Amis Begagzeh. Also means 2 amas on my roof and 2 amas on your roof. That's what I'm not allowed to do. So just last one means I only carry on my roof 4 amas. So to Maravaita, Rav Yosef, lo yishmir leho shmaitzim. Rav Yosef said, we know Rav Yosef got sick and he didn't remember exactly, but he did remember some things, but he didn't remember everything perfectly exactly. He said, I don't remember hearing Shmuel shmaitza of good asking mechitzasa, even though it's not nikkur. We're saying, what's pshat in Shmuel, fi d'chachamim, why you could carry on your whole entire roof? It's open to his roof, which is also to you, according to the chachamim. Teresiv, we say, ki'ilu, the wall is coming up. It's called good asking mechitzasa, even though it's not nikkur. So Rav Yosef said, I don't remember Shmuel that says, you say good asking, even though it's not nikkur. So I'm lay Abayim. Abayim tells Rav Yosef, at Amos Nelon, you told us once about the Shmuel, but Ahon and Amos Nelon, you said it on this memra. The shaila is like this. You have a gag gadol asamach lekatan. You have here 2 houses. They both, again, don't have fences around their roof. Don't have a gate around the roof. And one house is smaller than the other house. Picture a comet, you know, one of the nekudos, a comet. That's how it's shaped, these 2 houses. One big house and one smaller house that's in front of the bigger house. So you want to walk from one house to another house. And you want to carry from one house to another house. And that's a shaila if it's mutter or not. We're going according to the chachamim. So it says, "Gag gadol samach katan hagadol mutter." You allow to carry on the gadol, but katan also, and the katan is also. Now, what's the pshat? So the pasuk pshat is like this: that around the gadol you have nikar de gemechitzas, because since the house only covers part of the front of the gadol, so they have little pieces on the right side of the small house and left side of the small house that you see the wall that goes up. The halacha is, you're allowed to have a wall with a pesach up to 10 amas wide. And this, here, the house, the katan is not 10 amas wide, so you have something called gefufi. You have gefufim over here, which are close off your house, and the rest of the house was mechitzas nekaras also, so you have mechitza. But by the katan, there's no mechitzas nekaras between you and the gadol. Because klapi the katan, if you look at the katan side, it's flush into the gadol without any nikah de gemechitza on that side at all. So therefore, that's asr. For Amrit Allah, and you told us on this halacha, on this, it's a mishnah, The only time you say that you can't use, because technically there is a mechitzah in katan gadol. Why? Even though it's attached, but if you look at the wall on the bottom going up, so they have good asking mechitzasa. So if it's Shmuel, technically you should have a mechitzah here. Because when you have two houses next to each other, we say it's mechitzah in between. Why? Because the wall of the house on the bottom goes up. Good asik mechitzasa, even it's not nicker. So here, Haki said the gaton is open to the gadol. It's not. It has the mechitzah of the house going up. So you told us a Shmuel answered like this. He had to answer the shita, right? So he answered the shita by saying like this: Elishes dirumazev, dirumazev, davli hal the gaton mechitzah dresses. Since there's people living on both of them, they walk over this mechitzah all the time, and that makes it that it's not a good mechitzah anymore. There's no durim on both of them. The shnei matarim. Then they are both mutter. Why? Because you have a good asim mechitzasa. That's what we heard. That's what Rabbi says. I remember hearing this whole shtickle tari from you, and basically he's saying is that you really say good asik, and the only reason you wouldn't say like the Mishnah says there is only because people are walking there. But the gadol still mutter because the gadol has the sard ones. No one's walking over those mechitzas, and it's nicker as well, milas, and therefore it's good. That was the time. That was Rav Yosef. The Rabbi told Rav Yosef, that is when you told us Shmuel's Mar the Gechidish, that you say good asik b'chitzasa, even though it's not nicker. And the only reason why there is also because people walked over. Amalei. So Rav Yosef answers that, no, this is not what I said. Ana haki amri l'chu. This is what I told you. You know, I'll tell you what I said. Loi shanu, going back on that mishta of Gag Kato, Gag Gado, Samach L'Katan. I'll tell you what I said. This Ohal Halacha is true, and it has an actual mechitzah in each one. The Gadol Mishter B'Kafufi, the top one, the big one is Mutter, the big ass Mutter B'Kafufi, because it has the walls on two sides. The Katan, which is in the middle, Nifritz Meluy, is open completely, and that's that Mishter. That Mishter meant you have a fence around the roof. You have a fence, but shaped like a comet, and there's no fence in between the big one and small one. So the big one has sides, but the small one doesn't have a side. That's where, that's the loy, so that's the sign of the Mishnah. He goes the other way. He says, even here, even the mechitzas on the side won't be called mechitzas. Even the gadol will be asar. Why? Because to make a door with kefufe, you can't use good asik. That you can't use. Like Rashi says, so we Rashi inside. The katan nami also agadol. The katan also has agadol. Why? The hoy will have a kafufi mamish. This doesn't have mamish fences. Eli, they got asik. Lo have a kafufi lishvuy pischa legabe. It can't make it into the door. The pischa, the minker binan. You need a door that's recognizable. It's a chiddush the other way. You don't even say good asik by mechitzas in the kares to say that it's an open doorway. That's what he said. So va amrit durim. He says something about durim. You said something about the Urim. What do you mean about the Urim then? Like the first chat was saying the Urim meant they walked over it. But you said something about the Urim. What do you mean the Urim? So, Gemara, if I said that, I'll tell you what I meant. Only if they each have a fence that makes it reliable to use the roof. The Gadol, mystery Gafufi. The Gadol is mystery with the Gafufi. And Katan, it was Luya. Aval, but yes, mechitzah real dira la gadol. Vei mechitzah real dira la katan. Let's say the case is that the big one has a fence around it, including gafufi. The katan has a fence that's not real dira. Then the halacha will be a mardiga halacha. Vei mechitzah real dira la katan. Afilu katan shar le gadol. Then even let it go from the gadol to the katan according to the chachamim. Why? My timer. Kimin lo avod mechitzah. Since the katan did not make a mechitzah ruya, he is showing I have nothing to do with my roof. You could take it. Slukis lukin avshayim mehacha. He misalik himself from the roof. He doesn't use his roof. It's not even, doesn't become his diurim dik. Doesn't become his roof at all. He's giving it away. And therefore, the god does not carry to the katan. Where do you find such an idea? Ki hadam Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's halacha. Rav Nachman says if you have a bunch of roofs. So we said, according to Chumim, you're not like carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof, and Shimon's roof to Levi's roof. Not like carry from one roof to another roof. But Rav Nachman said, also sulam kavula gag hutav chal gag kulam. If only one out of the five people who have roofs set himself up a beautiful permanent ladder to go up to the roof, then he's mutter than everyone else. Because he's showing he's the only guy who lives on the roof. And if he shows he only lives on the roof, then everyone else is bottled to him and he can carry it to everyone's thing. Because now it becomes, his reshus becomes the only dira reshus, the other ones are not called dira because they didn't put a sulam kavua. The Gemara says, right, there are not a similar halacha that has a shaykhus to this. Omar Abaya, Bona Aliyah Gai Beisai. You made, everyone had a roof. Everyone had a roof. Everyone's roof was 40 square feet. On one guy, Reuven's square footage, on that square foot of roof, he put up a 20 square foot bedroom on top. Aliyah built a second floor, like a penthouse, and it's open to the roof. So Bona Aliyah Gai Beisai, also from the Daka Arba, and he made himself a little Daka. He made himself a little opening to the rest of the roofs from the Aliyah. He had Aliyah. He had a fence around his roof also. And in that fence, he made a little doorway to the other roofs. He made himself a whole balabas of the roof. He has a bedroom with a courtyard, and he has a little door to the rest of the, you know, yeah, that's his park. He has the rest of the guy. You know what he does? He made the whole thing mutter for himself. He's the only guy who cares about roofs. Everything's mutter. Sometimes when you make this whole extension, you can make yourself asr. You made this house and this fence, and you made the opening looking over your garden that's not facing anyone's roof. Picture the house, he's a corner house, and he makes the door the other way, where he has a garden down below. Then we say, he's saying, I don't want the roof. I want to have this whole thing so I could check out the workers on my farm. That's what it is. You say, the reason why you're making this whole construction up here is to be able to watch over on the gina, on the garden, not on the other things, and therefore you're pashut asering on everything else, and you made it worse for yourself. Not only did you worry about everything, you made it asher for you, because you are being mesalik yourself from this whole place, and therefore you are not part of the gag anymore.